MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Henry Biddlecombe. He is, of course, Anchor Global Technology and a stand-in when I go off to the beach. Henry, appreciate your time this morning. Chatting Facebook, and I got you on to kind of unpack whether we should be perhaps more worried or less worried. Certainly, the news around Facebook, whenever it comes out these days, seems to be bad. We've got the whistleblower more recently, particularly that focusing around Instagram and the like. I mean, is there some cause for concern, or is it the concern perhaps that when you got half the world on your platform, where do you go to next?
Morning, Simon. Yeah, I think, sometimes stock prices are driven by a near-term narrative, and that's what's happening with Facebook right now. Mm. I think the two primary issues acting on Facebook's share price are, the two former data scientists who've testified that Facebook prioritizes profits over the safety and well-being of children and national security. And the other issue is the statistics we're seeing suggest that Apple's new privacy measures are having a negative operational impact on the performance of Facebook's advertising business, at least on the iPhone.
Yeah, and that's where it's simply the ability to attract. On that first one and around Instagram, I mean, the one thing, I mean, I'm fairly sure that probably 50 years ago when TV came out and when computer games came out in the 80s, they were all bad for children. I mean, what's good for children is probably, climbing trees and eating dirt. Is Facebook being perhaps unfairly tarnished but just simply because of its size?
Look, I think so. The issues that are being cited have been issues with the media for decades already. Yeah. It's just that the nature and the format of media has changed, and Facebook right now is the tallest tree, so it's catching the most wind. Coldly speaking, do I think that this means Facebook's a poor or a bad business? No, I still think it's a great business. I think they've got the ability to deal with these issues. You know, they've now got a team of around 40,000 people who are trying to monitor and influence the quality of information on the platform. They're also trying to prevent a sort of harmful behavior on the parts of users and bad actors. So I think, they'll get better at this. They'll have to comply with, I'm sure, some legislation that regulators will come out with. But I think that the business will survive probably.
And regulation, and usually in this sort of space, I mean, when you're as big as Facebook, regulation is probably going to hurt and perhaps quite a chunk of it. But you can manage it. You can go and employ 40,000 people. You can lobby Congress and the like. At the end of the day, regulation is probably a good thing. And Facebook is probably saying as well, we don't mind some regulation. Give us some guidelines in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, this is still the world's most efficient advertising business.
Yeah.
No other platform can target users like Facebook, man. And at the same time, they're at a pretty critical juncture in terms of the e-commerce business. I think this might be the first quarter that they start to disclose the gross merchandise value that, that they're processing through their platform for Facebook shops in partnership with Shopify. If you compare it to Amazon's third-party marketplace business, we've done some rough math, which suggests that side of the business could add around 50% to their market cap. So at this level, I'm actually very bullish on Facebook.
And I take your point on that. I mean, there's lots we can disparage about them. At the end of the day, half the planet is on one of their properties. If I'm an advertiser, I'm on Facebook. I mean, it's just an absolute no-brainer. And my ability to target, and I know because I've used it as a product before, is absolutely unrivaled in the history of advertising.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a very popular narrative at the moment that Facebook is losing relevance. We don't see that. If you look at the app download statistics in any region, the Facebook suite, if you want to call it that, so WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook feature in the top 5 or the top 10 in almost every country. The recent Facebook outage, I think, demonstrated just how reliant people are on the Facebook suite. And the engagement statistics also suggest that, it's still probably the most relevant advertising platform in the world. And it could become one of the most relevant e-commerce platforms in the world.
So at the end of the day, if we wrap this up, I mean, yes, there's a lot of sort of noise and much of it bad sort of swirling around Facebook. But I take your point around that tallest tree. The reality is this is going to come and go from time to time. But as an investment case, there's still a strong case for holding Facebook. And if anything, this recent sell-off of $60 from 380 and change is opportunity.
Yes, and from a valuation perspective, I think it's looking very attractive. It's currently trading at around $320, maybe a little less. Mm-hmm. And my fair valuation range is between $500 and $750 for the stock. So I think there's material upside from here. And yet, once the narrative shifts and the news cycle turns positive, the share can go up very quickly.
Yep, and the media find something else to hate on, and Facebook can carry on being Facebook. We'll leave it there. Henry Buttercombe, Anchor Global Tech Fund, very bullish on Facebook. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.